Hello? Is this thing on?
Oh, that's how it works. Okay, I got this. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Within the Journey. My name is Catherine. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I will tell you that this podcast has been in the making, in my third eye, in my dreams, for about a year. I do have a vision board, and it's color-coded and perfectly detailed. And I up down to the part where I have people's names, and everything's in a category and a timeline. And, you know, I was looking at it, and I realized it's so interesting how in humanity we have this need for perfection, this need for having to know all the details and knowing exactly how things are going to happen. And it's good to have an ambition and to have a direction, to have a purpose, to have a plan. But at the end of the day, would we really want things to go exactly as planned all the time? So on today's episode, we're going to talk about perfection and following impulse and how the two kind of contradict one another. So I don't know how many of you out there can relate to this, but for me, I have a personal struggle with having to know the plan and all the deets, as the hip people say, the deets of an activity. Where you're going, who you're with, what you're going to do, where you're going to go. And over time, I feel my soul has evolved. And I've realized that this need for knowing all of those details isn't actually what we want in humanity. But people hold on to that idea because it makes them feel safe. There's a safety in knowing what's going to happen, because then you can plan accordingly. There's a safety in knowing where you're going and who you're with, because then you won't have to feel uncomfortable by stepping out of your comfort zone and meeting new people and going to new places. But when you think about the impulse, you know that feeling you get where you have a thought in your mind or a hunch to do something, or an impulse to go somewhere or to reach out to someone. Sometimes we follow it and sometimes we don't. And I notice that a lot of the times those gut impulses, that intuition, usually contradicts our logic, right? So I don't know about you, but there have been plenty of times where driving the car, and I go into meditative state, which totally don't do. It's a bad idea. Sad choices. But I do it, I'll be honest. And I'll be driving, and then all of a sudden, I'll just see in my mind's eye a friend's face or someone I hadn't spoken to in months or even years. And then my impulse is to reach out to that person or to call them or send them a text message or set up a meetup to catch up. But then your logic steps in. It's almost instantaneous. Your brain steps in and says, oh, well, that's weird. Why would you reach out to that person? You haven't spoken to them in, what, 6 months, 8 months? Do they even have your number anymore? And as time goes by, I'm starting to recognize that the impulses don't match up with the logic. About 90% of the time. And then it falls into that trap of the perfection that society has, the need for perfection, the need for knowing how things are going to turn out and making things go onto a path they were never intended to go down. Think about it. Have you ever had a plan for something? And then it went in a completely different direction that as much as you fought and you tried to analyze and you tried to figure out how to make it go down this one specific path. It just ended up going in a different one. But then at the end of the day, as time went on, months, years, you sit down in gratitude one day saying, thank goodness that it didn't go the way that I had planned it, because I didn't know then. I didn't know. And I think the impulse for this podcast really came from the surrender that this 2020 year has brought on. The year 2020 hit, and all of a sudden, my fear started to creep in. My shadow started to come up. And it almost turned into like a panic. And I started to recognize that I had a choice. I could take the route that I've been walking my entire life, which was to let the fear overtake my actions, to let it define what I was going to do, where I was going to go, who I was going to meet, what I was going to do, where I was going to end up. But I'm choosing a different path, starting now. I'm personally choosing the path of not letting fear define me, letting go of perfectionism, letting go of the need to know, letting go of the fear that holds so many of us back from our intended paths to fulfill our duty, our journey, our purpose in this world. Because each of us is unique. Each of us has a contribution to this world. It doesn't matter how you view yourself, but in the vastness of this universe, you have a great purpose. And it starts with you believing in that. And if we open our minds and we open our hearts and we let go of this fear and let go of this perfectionism and this need to know, divine really does guide you. Your instinct, your impulse, your intuition, it will guide you. But you have to surrender. You have to trust for that to happen. And like I said before, a lot of times, your impulses, they are not going to match up with your logic. It's just not. You might be driving down one day and all of a sudden thinking, I want to stop by and pick up a birdhouse. Oh, this has happened. This is like a true life story, hashtag true life. I need a birdhouse. I need to paint a birdhouse. And I remember that this impulse to paint this birdhouse was so strong. And I remember at the time I was sitting down and trying to figure out how I was going to pay my bills and my rent and do my food shopping and cook dinner and do domestic duties and do all of these things in humanity that need to get done, and they need to get done now. But this impulse to get this birdhouse was so strong, I remember. And the more that I tried to keep myself from getting this birdhouse, I remember just sitting there doing my human duties and paying my bills and doing all the things I should be doing on my weekend and being productive, quote unquote productive, because that's a subjective term. And I remember at one point I just sat there and I internally broke down. I was like, I just want to paint a birdhouse, and that's all I want to do. And then I realized that the thing that was holding me back from getting it was the inner critic. And I personally fear my inner critic. Our inner critics are the darkest. They sit the deepest in our soul. And a lot of times we don't even recognize them, and that's what makes them so scary. And I remember my inner critic was telling me, you're not allowed to get this birdhouse until you get your things done. you're not allowed to go and get this birdhouse until you do your duties and that you prove that you're responsible and worthy to have some fun. And this was probably about 2 years ago. And sitting where I am now with this surrender, with this openness and willingness to just flow with whatever comes my way without judgment, without judgment of self or fear. I remember and I understand now why getting that birdhouse, it literally took me getting to a breakdown point where I was crying gentle tears that I just wanted this birdhouse so bad. And when I finally let myself go to Michael's, pick out a birdhouse and sit outside in the sun with the birds chirping, painting this birdhouse, my human productivity after that point amplified maybe five times. Because I gave myself the permission to have fun. I gave myself the permission to let my inner child out, to lead in the direction of my greatest excitement. And it didn't matter that it was a birdhouse. It doesn't matter. It could be anything. But when we follow that intuition, usually the first thought that we have comes from judgment and the inner critic. Well, why are we wanting to do this? We should be doing, right? Should have done, should be focused on, should be moving towards. Life is about having fun. It really is. And honestly, I say this all the time with clients and with friends, and I have to have this conversation with myself all the time, to the point where I have an online journal entry on Photo Booth. One day I got guided to sit down and start doing an online journal entry. And I was sitting there speaking to myself with my spirit guides. And I was like, you want me to do what? Are you freaking crazy? Like, what is wrong with you? And then I just surrendered and I said, okay. And my first entry literally started as, hello, don't know why I'm doing this. My guides told me to do it. So here I am. And I've committed to it. And I found that doing these online journal entries, which, by the way, hashtag I have name tagged as conversations with myself. It's literally what I call them. I have gained so much clarity about who I am authentically, about who I want to become and who I am. It's through those online photo booth journal entries that I'm redefining, reclaiming my power of who I always was, but I didn't know. But I had to surrender to get to that point. I had to accept that it's going to be a little weird most of the time. And it's not going to make sense to other people. And people may look at you like you have 12 heads when you tell them things. But that's okay. Why is that so bad? If someone thinks that you spending your weekend painting a birdhouse is unproductive, a waste of time, childish, immature, stupid, why is that so bad? Why do we care so much how other people perceive us when at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is how you perceive yourself and how you show yourself love? Because in order to give love, we have to learn to have it for ourselves first. And that is the hardest lesson to learn. Because society teaches us the complete opposite. You can do this thing when you do. You can have this thing once you accomplish. You can take a break once you finish. It's a completely different mindset, and it's a choice. And I talk as if it's like the easiest thing and I do it all the time, which, by the way, I totally don't. I totally, completely admit that. But I'm allowing more and more each day. I'm allowing the flow of the universe, the flow of impulse and intuition, the flow of where my heart is guided to go without judgment. Reclaim your power. Reclaim your time. Reclaim yourself. The light that is in every single one of us has a purpose in this world. But in order to fulfill that purpose, we have to surrender. We have to let go. And that's the scariest part. Letting go of our old selves. Letting go of false beliefs that no longer serve us for who we are today. Letting go of societal beliefs of what's right and what's wrong. Letting go of how we were brought up, how we were taught. Letting go of our fears and trusting that there's a greater purpose. We are spiritual beings living out a human experience. And regardless of what you believe in, whether it be universe or God or a Hindu goddess, anything, it's all the same source. We are all from that same light. We are all of that same purity. Podcast is my tribute to surrender. This first episode recording is setting my intention to surrender and let go of the need for perfection. Because perfection doesn't exist. I'll tell you right now, I don't have a recording studio. I don't have the right equipment. I don't even have an outline in front of me as to what I should be talking about to keep it on track. I'm just allowing whatever comes to come and flow through me. I'm trusting that there's a greater power that's at play in every single one of our lives. And if we silence that voice in our minds that's always judging, that's always categorizing, trying to put things in a box to make it make logical sense, we turn off the spark of life by doing that. Life is supposed to be fun. I always think of life as like somebody giving you a lump of clay. And I think I've heard this from Abraham Hicks, who's fantastic, by the way. If you haven't listened to Abraham Hicks, please look them up on YouTube. But life is like a lump of clay. You have to play with it to figure out how you want to mold it. But I feel like what happens in society is people get this lump of clay, and instead of figuring out how to mold it, they just look at it and say, it's just a lump of clay there, bud. But you have to play in the clay to get it to shape Move it around. And if you create something and you love it for a little bit of time and you decide you want to change it, that's okay. That's what life is about. Moving and flowing and changing and shifting and encountering new experiences. We're here to experience pure joy. Life is supposed to be fun. But over time, humanity has turned it into the stress factor, where life is a stressor, that life is about pressure and overcoming obstacles and doing the right thing and being responsible. Which realistically, of course, we all have bills to pay. We have human things we need to do. But the essence of who we are is meant to experience joy and fun and laughter, no matter how that comes to you. Whether it be painting a birdhouse or dancing or singing or scrapbooking or taking a walk in the park. It could be anything. It could literally be anything. But whatever brings your soul its greatest excitement, that's the direction we're meant to lead on. Because we are loved. And as much as we believe that we're alone, whether you're in a relationship or you're not, or you have a lot of friends or you don't, or you have a big family or you don't have much family at all or don't have any, we're never alone. When we set the intention for what we want, and when I say what we want, I don't mean the details of what we want, because we don't know what we want more than half the time because we haven't experienced enough to know. But we do know what we want to feel. And if we take the time to set the intention to feel authentic joy, to feel unconditional love, to feel beautiful in our own skin, to feel connected to Source and the divine, then we'll be guided on exactly the path that we were always intended to walk on. So this episode recording is me following impulse without a plan, without a structure, and just following impulse. Because what brings me excitement is bringing my authenticity and who I am and who I want to become into this world. And for those of you listening, thank you for joining. Thank you for having an open heart and listening. And I send you all of the love and light that this world has to offer, because you so, so deserve it. Namaste.